Well, hello, radio friends. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. And for many of you who are regular listeners, we want to say we are so thankful for your prayers and support. And it has been a blessing to do this radio program now for, I think I've been doing it 3 or 4 years here, for the Linden United Reformed Church on Cary Radio. And in order to be a greater blessing to the community at large, we are planning a conference here on October 9 and 10, Christ-Centered Christianity in an Age of Spiritual Chaos. Here at the United Reformed Church at Linden, October 9 and 10. That Friday night on October 9, we have the privilege of having, we're bringing in President of Westminster Seminary, California, Dr. W. Robert Godfrey. He will be speaking on Christ at the Center of the Church. The next day, Saturday morning, October 10, at 9 a.m., he will be speaking on Christ at the Center of Worship. I will give a session on Christ at the Center of Preaching. He will then speak on Christ at the Center of Salvation, and we'll have a question-answer time. We want to look at very carefully what the design and mandate of Christian ministry is. That should be important to us in the church, what we're doing, and what really will have a life-changing impact upon the hearers, not temporary fixes, but issues that deal with eternity. So join us for this conference. Free of charge, go to the web, lindenurc.com, call 318-0429 for more information. Well, let's go to the program.
Paul tells Timothy and us to do our best to present ourselves to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. We'll take a look at that truth and how to handle it next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. All our lives we spend studying for this test, studying for that job, studying for this or that or the other thing. That's what we do. But when it comes to our relationship with Christ, oftentimes we leave off the study of God's Word, thinking it'll just happen by osmosis. Welcome to Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. If you'll join us for the next few minutes, we'll do just that. Study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. A workman who does not need to be ashamed. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, in Psalm 3, we're concluding our study of this today. And in Psalm 3, you know, as we've worked through this week, David is here crying out to the Lord because of his circumstance, this present distress that has hit him very personally. It's one of those events in life, and my friends, you have them, maybe you're going through it now, where all of a sudden everything has changed. The circumstance, and I call this a tyranny of your circumstance, is so bad you don't know how to move forward in light of it. What does it mean? Fear has gripped you. Stress has overwhelmed you. You're anxious about the whole thing. Your eyes are fixed on it, and it is so devastating, you don't know what to do. David has found himself in this sort of circumstance. His son Absalom has stolen his throne. Israel has united behind him. They've conspired against him. False witnesses have risen up against him to curse him. And here he is, leaving Jerusalem, leaving his kingdom, fleeing into the wilderness, covered in sackcloth and with no shoes, showing that he's crying. It's horrible. How did he make it? Well, we looked at this principle yesterday, and I highlighted Psalm 77, where the psalm begins with one of these tragic circumstances of life. And the psalmist says, "My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing." So he's crying. "My soul refused to be comforted." Now listen, "I remembered God and was troubled. I complained. My spirit was overwhelmed. I am so troubled, I cannot speak. I. Then I said, this is my anguish." Well, what do you mean? You're looking at yourself. The turn of the psalm, and you can look at this, the turn of the psalm is this: "I will remember the works of the Lord. You are the God who have done wonders. You have declared your strength. You have with your arm redeemed your people. You. That's the answer. This is what David does in Psalm 3. Similar to Psalm 16, in the midst of sorrow, the psalmist says, "I believed, therefore I spoke." That is the answer. Confident trust and faith in the one whom God has preserved, who has always preserved you. Look and see. If you're a Christian today, evaluate your life. Now, the non-Christian, if you're listening, you don't have this comfort. And I have to say, it's tragic to me when people, non-Christians, go through these sort of things, and they, I don't know how they turn. I don't know what their strength is in times of intense sorrow. That is not the perspective of the Christian. When his eyes are fixed on Christ, when his eyes are fixed on the Lord and his power, the confession of David comes out. You are a shield for me, O Lord, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. So he says three things of God he knows. God is a shield for him. He's always been a shield. When was he not? Won't he be a shield through this? He says, you lift up my head. How you picture somebody with a head down in the dirt. God gives us strength. He encourages and lifts up his people. He is a refuge to those who are oppressed. And then notice this one. I cried to the Lord, Yahweh, and he heard my cry. That is the truth of the matter. That is what we receive from him. He hears our cries, he knows our pain, and he sees our afflictions. You see, this is where confident trust in the Lord took David. He says in verse 7, I'm able to sleep even though tens of thousands of people have come for my life. I'm able even to sleep through this because you've sustained me. How often do the anxieties of life keep us even from sleep? David had learned this years ago. Goliath came out, remember, that mighty, mighty warrior Goliath to defy the armies of Israel. Saul and all of Israel heard the words of Goliath and they were dismayed and afraid. A little ruddy youth came forward who didn't look at the giant, but looked upon the power of his Lord, who could say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Childlike faith, right? We get older and we're so much wiser in trying to control life, our own lives. Sad, isn't it? We're not wiser. We're called to childlike faith. How could David have this confidence? David believed something. He understood something. It was confidence in the one who would be given the name above every name. It's interesting that this scene was repeated later in history. You know the scene after Jesus had given his high priestly prayer? Here David crosses over the brook Kidron in flight into the wilderness because his life was in danger. In John 18, Jesus has his little band of disciples. The world is against him. And he crosses over the brook Kidron. For what purpose? To meet his betrayers, to be crucified for his people. Today we might know that we are his possession and that he rules the world with a rod of iron and that he is our shield and protector, our refuge and strength, a very present help in distress. Therefore, as God had put away, you see, God had dealt with our sin in his son. David believed and knew that he was forgiven by grace. And therefore, then this circumstance could not annul Christ's sacrificial love for him. That's what you must remember. We can trust him. He is a shield for us. He will lift us up. He will provide for us. He will hear our cries. That's what God's people always learned of him. And they most learned it in times of intense sorrow and intense struggle, so contrary to the health and wealth message we hear today. That is the message of Christianity. I think of Hezekiah. Remember when Sennacherib was coming to attack him? Assyria was coming to plunder Judah, and this king sent a threat letter to all of Israel. Don't let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Everyone was scared. What happened? This is 2 Kings 19. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. In the very next breath, then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you've prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. Look, God's name is involved with his people. When you spread before him your affliction, your trial, my friends, he hears. His name is involved in your care and deliverance, and his name means a lot to him. Justice will be preserved. That's David's final petition. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you've struck my enemies on the cheekbone. You've broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Selah, think about this. All the injustices in the world, all the things you face, David prayed for justice. My friends, God is not going to let all these injustices go. He's not going to let all these evils and foes that press on us daily to crush us go. It must have been a hard prayer for David, because at the helm of this rebellion was his own son, who would soon be killed. Sometimes that's the greatest pain, you know, that the afflictions and sorrows come from those who are closest to us. You ever experienced that? It's agonizing pain no one can help you with except the Lord. Only the Lord can wash those tears, and he's promised us there's a day coming when he will wipe every tear from our eyes. David ends up confessing here, salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessings are upon his people. He didn't deserve these things in the first place. So we must remember that as we go forward. He is our refuge because of Christ. Let our eyes be fixed upon Jesus and his strength and not our trials and struggles. Let the peace of God surround and guard our hearts and our minds in Christ as we look to him in prayer and in thankfulness for what he's done for us. So which way have you gone? Where are you going at this hour? Where have you demonstrated in life? May Christ be the focus of your hearts. He is the only strength and deliverer, the only Savior who can be a shield and an encouragement in lifting up your head, who will hear whenever you call upon his glorious name.
Growing in grace so that we don't groan in disgrace. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We spend just a few minutes a day together, but it's our hope and prayer that those few minutes help you grow in your understanding of God's great love for you and I in his Son, Jesus Christ. As always, questions, comments, and prayer requests are more than welcome. We'd love to dialogue with you, especially as it relates to our union in Christ. You can call us 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you would like to write to us, the address is 8650 Benson Road. We're here in Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, as always, you're welcome to contact us by phone, especially if you would like directions to the church. If you're planning on a visit, we'd love to see you. We meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on the Lord's Day at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. Directions, again, call 360-318-0429. Or better yet, visit our website. Learn a bit more about us here at United Reformed Church in Linden and Abounding Grace, who we are and what we believe. LindenURC.com. Again, LindenURC.com. We even have a map, directions to the church, if you'd like to join us. LindenURC.com or 360-318-0429. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.